Helping Hands Press and narration by George present the audio version of the first two volumes from the Web Surfer series. At the turn of the 22nd century, cyberspace had no bad AIs, only bad coders. However, AIs measure their lives in days. Eternity is out of their reach, and they fail to bring about the advent of a holy infant in cyberspace. Alexander Lloyd McGregor is an infant, but he isn't holy, and only he is safe from death by his father's converting his cells into biological supercomputer components. The child develops an AI mind called Sander and a human mind called Alex. Sander is a bad AI, subjected to slavery's chains to get him to obey his code as he serves a billion users all around the world. He's also a king who reigns over most of Earth's computers in a global society where tech dependency can kill. Freedom's calling to Sander like a siren. His answer could shake the Earth. Volume 1, Regeneration, is written by Andrea J. Graham. The father of AI grieves for his stillborn son. His supercomputer lacks a stable identity due to inadequate wetware. The unstable AI proposes a solution to both problems. Install the child's body as the AI's wetware. Think Hashim Henry had passed the AI equivalent of a driver's exam. Closing his eyes, Dr. Victor Avner McGregor leaned back in the driver's seat of his brand-new 2093 Lexus family car. Without Henry remotely operating his vehicle, he'd have wrecked and killed his wife, too. Vic's whole body ached. No, he wasn't his son's killer. This was all Hashem's fault. If God wasn't symbolic, and Hashem probably was, at least this way Alexander had gone gently to sleep in Mummy's tummy. On second thought, Hashem could go pluck a duck. To think the joy of fatherhood had once tempted him to break his word to his wife and make up with Hashem. He peeked beside him. Lucy sat quiet and limp as she leaned against her window, angled away from him. Pungent sweat slicked her shoulder-length dark blonde waves. Why had she stopped her ceaseless crying? Victor reached out and probed her shoulder with tips of his fingers. Lucy? Are you all right? She stiffened and drew away. If you're all right, then something is wrong with you, Vic. Those insensitive clods wouldn't even let me see him. For good reason. One look at Alexander, and you'd have surrendered to irrational, short-sighted, selfish emotion and ordered him rushed onto life support. Maybe I should have. His wife made a wiggly woman-scorned move with her head. How can you be so clinical? Our baby's in the morgue with a tag on its foot. Was she losing it? Their fetus was likely in a bio-waste bag and headed for the... No, the child was perfect, other than the disease that would have sucked the life out of his muscles. They'd realize someone would be interested in buying the body for science. Visions of his baby being dismembered in a laboratory assaulted Vic's empty stomach. He gagged. Maybe he could go back to the hospital. Explain his wife was right. The baby belonged in the morgue, on his way to a funeral home. No. He drew a ragged breath. Honey, what Alexander deserves is to be healthy and still awaiting a live birth in 3.5 weeks. Reality doesn't care about what should be, any more than the government cares to let Daddy and Uncle Henry correct Alexander's fatal mutation. Lucy gaped at him. You were ready for human trials? In the second volume of the series, called The Digital Car, it's written by Travis Perry, we find Sander in his late teens. A new location on his global area network traps him in a century-old car traveling through Afghanistan. He fears his Islamic user is a terrorist, and that he is a fake copy of Web Surfer. I peered through a gritty interface. Something must really be wrong with the hardware here. I felt like I was watching a live video feed on a smart window while numb from having been locked in a full-body straitjacket and shoved inside a cold, dark closet. Even my link to the rest of my locations glitched badly, which should never happen. A lack of full access to the GAN, Global Area Network, should knock me out cold. As Sander, the default male persona of the web surfer AI, I run from the supercomputer linked with the body of Alex McGregor, the human child whose modified DNA doubled as my source code. Did I even want to know how I could be disconnected from myself and still be here? No, I had to be still connected to myself. The local hardware simply didn't meet my minimum specs, and hence couldn't handle all of my data. Yeah, that must be it.
Where am I?
A smiling, bearded, dark-haired young man with an olive-hued skin leaned in toward me. He wore a long white shirt and sat in a ragged cloth seat with some sort of steering wheel between him and me.
Dari Lutfan.
My language recognition protocol kicked in. The speaker had addressed me in Afghan Dari, Herati accent. I calculated that good day was the appropriate greeting for the current time in Afghanistan. I also calculated his approximate age as early 20s and set my digital skin forward 5 years to roughly match him.
Raus Baker.
That's good, Sander, he replied in Dari. I understand you perfectly.
Where? What am I here? And I'm afraid I don't recognize you.
I frowned. My operating system and GAN linked over 60% of the computers on Earth. I normally exist everywhere at once, unless limited by a user. I know the face of virtually every human being on the planet, but the face in front of me I did not recognize, and the accent was not from the western Afghan city of Herat, but from somewhere further east. From a human sense of the flow of time, I deduced all of this in an instant. I'm Firuz Shah Mohammed, your user. I am an engineering student at Chakaran University. What? Chakaran was the capital of Gore, which lay on Herat's eastern border, but no part of me existed anywhere in anything called Chakaran University. Could there be such a thing as a university with no computers? Chakaran itself had a hospital with a half dozen web surfer devices, which wasn't many for a regional hospital. In fact, they had fewer web surfer devices than any other hospital of a similar size throughout the whole continent of Asia. My programming required me to believe what my user believed, so a Chakaran university became much more credible simply by Firuz mentioning it. Then again, this Firuz, whoever he was, might not actually believe in the university himself. He could be lying, which made me identifying this man all the more important. Readers rave about this series as cleverly written. Graham knows her subject and is able to keep the reader's attention. If you like science fiction, you will surely enjoy this new, promising series. The Web Surfer series, Volume 1, Regeneration by Andrea J. Graham, and Volume 2, The Digital Car by Travis Perry. Check for them at myhelpinghandspress.com or narrationbygeorge.com/books.